BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Buying your dad pants as a Father's Day present? Discuss. Real or no real with Dan and Phil and some Dear Scott messages. The Posh Radio 4 lady is back reading out your emails. Also, we found out Cara Delevingne has a pass to be Rihanna's friend. That's what it says on it. That's her actual job when she's on tour. But where does it get her? And I get dubbed into Spanish. It's a lifelong dream.
BBC Radio 1.
Saw my dad yesterday, did you?
Father's Day, yes.
Not my dad, did you see yours?
No, I didn't see your dad. How is Pete Mills?
Pete Mills is fine, thanks.
Still
says
being a legend?
What?
Still being a legend?
I invited him out with a few friends on Saturday night.
Yeah?
And they love Pete Mills.
Yeah. He's very popular in social situations.
He's got a certain something, hasn't he?
Yeah.
What did you get your dad? I got my dad a combined birthday, Father's Day and Christmas present, because it's loads of money.
Right.
I've got him a suit. He's never actually had a suit before. Like a proper fitted suit, which he's never, ever had.
Oh, wow.
I know. So that was a little bit awkward on Saturday afternoon, going to the suit place with my dad while they measured various bits of him. Yeah. While I'm sat there. That was kind of odd.
That's odd, isn't it?
It was a bit weird. It's like, could you just pull your trousers up a bit further, sir? I'm like, I'm not sure I need to be here for this bit. Mm. I might just go and get a coffee next door.
I got my dad some beer glasses and some boxes.
What? Oh, beer glasses?
Yeah, you know, like the just pint glasses.
Did you get that from the shop that you normally go to that sells everything?
Sorry, what did you think I'd got him? The glasses?
Actual beer goggles?
The straws?
Yeah.
That go around your face.
That's what I thought.
No, I should have.
Did you go to that shop that sells the massage chairs?
Yes, I did.
And everything else?
Yes,
right,
I did.
If you don't know Chris, my friend here very well, he, every Christmas, goes to one shop to buy stuff for all of his family.
Of the family.
It's a shop that's supposed to be just for men. It's like a small gadget shop.
Yeah.
But it's not called
it's
that.
Perfect. I got my sister a pocket laser display last year.
Who wants that?
She loved it.
It's the kind of place where you could buy those orgasmatrons that we used on Jesse J last week.
Yeah. So I got him them and I got him some boxes. It all came as a set.
Why did you buy your dad pants?
It just...
I find that weird.
Well, no, at the time when I bought it, I thought it was fine. And then it was only when I gave it to him and other members of the family were there and they said, why have you got your dad boxers? That's kind of weird.
We've both had quite awkward weekends with our dads. Mine was getting measured up. You gave him some actual underwear.
Is it wrong to give your dad pants? I think there's something a little bit odd.
100% wrong. We talked about this before. I think it was when Becky was on the show and I was going to buy her, was it some underwear for her birthday?
Not for her dad.
No, for her.
You can't buy...
Oh, yeah. Is that even worse than buying pants for your dad? Right.
Yeah.
I think if you're like together, boyfriend and girlfriend, that's fine.
There's certain lines you can't cross. But I wouldn't buy, you know, I've met your mum a number of times. She's a lovely lady.
No,
but I would not
don't
buy
even
you.
Go there. No, don't even say the words. So we were on The Voice at the weekend.
Mm.
Very exciting. How many people do you reckon were here from The Voice when Danny from the script came in to play Bingo?
So, I mean, there was light. There were cameramen, people with lights, directors.
Yep. PR people.
There was in fact, we got a little green room here at Radio 1. It was full of people, even in there, with clothes.
Yeah. We were so excited because, like, wow, TV has got that kind of glamorous thing about it, which radio doesn't really have.
Yeah.
Where there's loads of people, they're all very smart, aren't they?
Yeah.
They all look like TV people, do you know what I mean? You wouldn't mess with them.
It was quite amazing, in fact, the amount of people, because it was a relatively big studio that we were in as well.
Yeah.
And it sort of got filled with all these people.
And they filmed all of Innuendo Bingo with Danny, and we met the contestants, as you heard last week, from Team Danny. I even did my hair, wore a blazer. You wore your best shirt, which you only normally wear out on nights in Watford.
Yeah. Well, I put on my tuxedo T-shirt, my smartest wear.
And you musked up as well. You put some musk on.
I really made an effort for it.
So I'm saying they were here for like an hour, right?
Yeah, probably more.
So I settled down to watch The Voice on Saturday night just to see what were they going to be shown. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's great. I just hope Danny doesn't ruin the performance. I think we might have to drop him from the band.
So it's The Voice semi-final this weekend. Team Danny's here.
I feel like I've learned a lot from Danny today.
Is that it?
That was it, wasn't it?
Right, someone has spent a long time here making a timer. which goes up to 40 seconds. They may have used the numbers from the Radio 1 chart show, I think, because it's 1 to 40. But I didn't even have time to start the timer then because it went by in a flash. Hang on.
It's great. I just hope Danny doesn't ruin the performance. I think we might have to drop him from the band.
Go.
So it's the Voice semi-final this weekend. Team Danny's here.
No, I think it was more like four.
Yeah.
Because I started it late.
At most, six. So 4 or 5 seconds. They were here ages.
That's why I love TV, though. It's not a waste of time. We got on.
I mean, it was good. And we have to say, after that, they did show a couple of shots of the bingo in session.
Yeah.
On the performance. I think we might have to drop him from the band.
So it's the Voice semi-final this weekend. Team Danny's here.
I feel like I've left.
Yeah, 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
Definitely just the four.
What's the point?
We still got on. Not really any point in musking up, though. It was on TV.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Max and Jay from The Wanted are going to be playing Innuendo Bingo. That's happening. Lad, special. Tomorrow, Max and Jay from The Wanted, 1:45. You'll be able to listen to it on Radio 1. You'll be able to watch it on your computer or on your phone and see their lovely faces getting soaked. I think we've got the best ones from The Wanted in terms of ones that will spray us the furthest.
Yeah, well, that's what we've requested. What do you want? Do you want a three-way or should we just leave them to it?
I'm saying three-way.
Three-way?
Yeah, I think so. You need to send we need to see the emails that sometimes people get sent when we request them to play Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
Yeah, we should read some of
them. We should do that.
The replies.
It's quite an interesting kind of admin thing. Like, our producer's like, which one do you think will spray the furthest? Send.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's Max and Jay. That's the answer. The Wanted at 1:45 tomorrow. Do you know what has always been on my list of things that I would love to have done?
Oh, wow. Where do I start? I don't know.
Teeth done.
Oh, okay.
No, not that kind of thing. No, I'm talking about on TV or radio.
What you would really like to have done.
I've always wanted it to happen, and it's... I'm not even anywhere near famous.
You've done cooking shows.
Done that.
I don't know, being one of those, like Downton Abbey or something like that, one of those...
Downton Abbey?
Whatever it is, one of those...
Period dramas aren't for me.
Is that something you... That's not something you've always wanted to do, is it?
Not really, not. I want to dress up in frilly clothes and flash an ankle.
What is it, then?
Being dubbed.
What do you mean?
You know when they dub your voice into a different language?
Like subtitles?
No. But the sound, yeah.
Oh,
right. So you know when you go abroad and you put like the hotel TV on and let's say The Simpsons are in Spanish, what they do is they find people that sound like our Simpsons or the original American Simpsons and then dub it into their language.
Mal, ¿dónde están?
Spanish.
Esa cosa.
This is Homer and Marge.
Eso que se usa... Taca, ya comer.
¿Una cuchara?
Eso.
So that's The Simpsons.
He sounds nothing like... She
in
sounds
Spanish.
Quite good.
She does. He, not so much. And Friends, obviously like the biggest TV show in the world. Here's Monica and Chandler.
¡Qué guay! ¡Has podido abrir la puerta!
Hey, hey. ¿Estás borracha?
No. Un poco. Bueno, verás, estaba un poco nerviosa por lo de cumplir los 30. Así que he salido a tomar unas copas.
I love watching in different languages, just to hear what their Monica and Chandler sound like. On that occasion, didn't sound anything like them.
Yeah. I don't know why I still find it funny, though, even if I don't understand, just with the laughing. For some reason, I still... So is this the thing? This is like... Because these are massive TV shows,
yeah.
Right? So it's a big honour to get dubbed.
I've seen The Hoff be dubbed loads of times. Into German, Spanish, when I've been in those countries.
They don't dub you on the national lottery.
They don't. No, I don't think that extends past the UK. I don't think they show it to an international audience.
Did they never dub Upstaged?
No, never.
Oh.
But I have finally been dubbed.
Where?
This is great news. I'll tell you in a minute. Mills, you have to listen to the SpongeBob SquarePants tune in German. Already have. Done that a couple of years ago.
Isn't that the Hoff's one? Is that right?
No.
He was in the film.
Oh,
he's
right.
Not generally in SpongeBob SquarePants. I think we'd know about that.
I've not seen it.
Not seen SpongeBob?
No, I never have.
What?
No, I never have.
You don't even know what the theme tune is anyway.
Why have you?
I played it on this show loads of times.
Really?
And the German version.
The theme tune?
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember
SpongeBob
it.
SpongeBob SquarePants. No?
No.
You used to listen to this show a lot.
I did, but I don't remember that.
I used to play it quite a bit. Anyway, one of our listeners was on holiday in Honduras recently. Get about our listeners, didn't they? And saw the episode of Dynamo Magician Impossible that we were on this show. God, it's probably 2 years ago now. And they do repeat it all over the world at different times. It's been on here a lot.
El Mago.
Thank you. And it was the one where he brought a box into the studio, like the cash deposit box with the lock. And it kind of involved that box, which he needed to open. But you don't need to know about that. It's a great trick. But the best thing about this is that I have received a lifetime ambition by being dubbed into Spanish.
Oh, wow. So that episode itself has been dubbed. Because it does get shown. You're right. It gets shown here.
Everywhere.
A lot. So it's around the world as well.
Yeah. And I got dubbed. And we found the episode of it. So, do you want to hear me first and then Dynamo's voice? This is what I sound like in Spanish. This is the person they cast as me, who is Spanish.
Thanks. Gracias. Gracias por invitarme. Gracias, Dynamo. Espero que te guste el regalo. ¿Y se va?
Wow.
Vaya.
Open it.
Ábrela.
Vale.
Who's that? Is that Becky?
It's Becky, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is Spanish Becky.
¿Debemos esperar a que se vaya? Ya quiero abrirla. Ábrela.
¿Ya podemos abrirla?
Sí, hazlo.
This is amazing. So they've chosen two voices which are meant to sound like you, and Becky used to be on this show. That's mad.
Spanish me is a lot butcher than real me.
I don't know. I think they've got it spot on.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, here's me again, and then you'll hear Dynamo speaking.
Hemos escuchado cinema de Benny Benassi en BBC Radio 1.
That's me doing my thing on the radio.
Radio 1.
Milsi nos acompaña, Dynamo. Hola.
Hi.
Hola. Bien, Scott, ¿ya has elegido un artículo? ¿Quieres leerlo? Vale. Va sobre un récord que impuso un alpinista llamado Kenton Cool. El artículo cuenta algo sobre él y los Juegos Olímpicos.
No, he's definitely deeper than me.
This is so good.
Do you want me to say, this is Radio 1?
Please.
With my dubbing friend.
Estamos en Radio 1.
Amazing.
Do you want me to go, yes?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah,
sí.
That's great.
Do you want to hear me struggling to open the safety deposit box in Spanish?
Yeah.
It's quite a lot of...
Tengo
tape.
Que quitar mucha cinta. Oh. Esperad.
Oh, they've that even sounds got kind of
my,
weird.
They've even got my struggling noises, but with the bloke in Spanish. It's me again.
Acabo de caer en la cuenta de que tenemos esta caja desde el lunes, así que, ¿cómo lo ha hecho? El periódico es de hoy y dice claramente la fecha. No tengo ni idea de cómo lo ha hecho.
He's good, isn't he?
He's so good. He sounds... I don't want to insult you by it, but he sounds very exciting.
Here's Becky.
Y te diré por qué. Pensé que podría...
Oh, annoying voice.
Así que, en la esquina izquierda, soy muy desconfiada, en la esquina de la caja hice una pequeña marca.
Don't sound nothing like her. Do you want me to struggle to open a box again, but only in Spanish? Would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a lot.
Tengo
tape.
Que quitar mucha cinta. Esperad.
That noise at the end's the best.
Yes.
Love that I've been dubbed.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know Cara Delevingne?
Is that how you pronounce the... Because I do know what you mean, because she's in the papers all the time.
She is, just for being her.
Now, what is she? She's a model?
She is a model, yeah, and she's a friend of Famouses.
Okay.
Cara Delevingne.
Cara Delevingne.
Delevingne. And she also spells Cara with a C, the same as our producer, Cara, which means that she will have an irrational hate of her.
Yeah, they naturally hate each other because of it.
Talked about this last week. Girls with the same names that actually hate each other. So I read this on Holy Moly earlier. She was out with Rihanna last night in London after a gig. You know how Rihanna... She can't just go to bed, Rihanna, can she, after a gig? She has to go out until at 6. Cara Delevingne now has a pass that says Rihanna's friend on it.
What do you mean?
The pass actually identifies her as Rihanna's mate. That's her official job on the Rihanna tour.
I like that.
So you just put it around your neck, isn't it? Or like on a lanyard.
Okay, so it's on a lanyard and just says...
Like my pass here now.
Just says Rihanna's friend.
Yeah, Rihanna's friend. So it must be quite cool to be Rihanna's friend. I mean, you have to stay up late a lot.
Yeah.
Don't you? But I mean, there's no early nights.
But do you know what? I'm saying loads of freebies.
I'm saying it's good being Rihanna's friend. Yeah, I mean, that pass must get you everywhere. It's just like, no, sorry, you can't come in. Hello?
Hello, Rihanna's friend.
Q-jump, through, please.
Q-jump plus one.
But when Rihanna's not there, does it still get you places?
Do you reckon without the pass, she won't get her free shot on entry? That kind of thing.
No, I'm saying that when Rihanna's not there, let's say that she turns up to a party, right? Rihanna's not there. She's having a rare early night, or maybe she's just in another country doing another gig. She normally is. What if Delevingne turns up and goes, hello, Rihanna's friend, does she still get in without Rihanna?
Good point.
That's what I want to know.
Why don't we test this out, this whole pass thing? I'm just thinking now, like, what are the benefits of being your friend if I wore a pass?
None.
I reckon there are.
Are you going
to... I'm thinking of going out and testing it.
What, saying Scott Mills is friend?
Yeah, with a pass on and everything.
I'm saying that Rihanna's will get you more places.
I think it's worth a go.
What, like a Blue Peter badge?
Kinda, yeah.
See where you get in?
Yeah.
Let's do it tomorrow. I like that, yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. I haven't done it for a while. It's time for Dear Scott, the Posh Radio 4 lady, reading out what you have been saying to us on email. I like this. It's just a good chance to have your say. It's kind of your forum, really. Anything you want to say, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you want to ask, anything you want to tell me, go for it.
Dear Scott and the team, I am writing to give my away notice. My mum is visiting me from overseas for the next 2 weeks, and as I made plans to show her around, I won't be able to listen to your shows live. Hope that's okay. Love you, bye. Sam X. P.S. Could you wish my cat Sebastian to get well soon? He's been poorly for a while. Sad smiley.
Get well soon, Sebastian the cat. Am I really doing get wells for cats?
Yeah.
Sam, don't worry about it, because you can get our free podcast from the Radio 1 website, so you can get all the best bits of the show anyway. But thank you for doing your notice to say you won't be listening live. We started this a while ago, where people would have to tell me when they were going on holiday so I could get someone else to fill in to listen for them. Mm. But appreciate it, because a lot of people don't do it, and they just go away without telling me.
Thank you for being honest, and... Yeah, are we accepting it then? I suppose we have to, don't we?
Yeah.
Can't say no.
I mean, they were polite enough to write in, you know. Next.
Dear Scott and Chris. Chris, this one is for you. I'm just wondering that after all your time playing innuendo bingo, if you've been out at dinner or wherever, heard something funny and automatically spat out whatever's in your mouth, it would make for awkward conversation afterwards. Love you, bye. Ashley from Wisconsin.
One of our international listeners there. So howdy y'all to everyone in Wisconsin.
No, I can't say I have been in a social situation where I have spat out at an innuendo.
I met you last sometimes, though, in the pub.
You do, yeah.
And you have spat out drinks there, but that's not innuendo.
That's not innuendo bingo. I think innuendo bingo should stick strictly to, you know, to our environment.
Yeah, and what we know.
Yeah.
Next.
Dear Scott, Chris and the PR4L. I'm flying to Australia and was wondering if my 210 Scott Mills points are enough for me to get into first class. Love you, bye. Johnny from York.
Johnny, I really want you to try that.
Yeah, respect.
Please, when you check in, don't even bother going to the economy desk. Go straight to first class and say, hello, I'd like to check in with these, please, and then present your Scott Mills points to him. Just write them down. Mm. And you never know. You might get upgraded. I can't promise anything, because normally the amount of points you've got wouldn't even get you the salad spinner. But do try it, and let me know what happens.
Dear Scott, I was listening to Thursday's show, and I was amazed to hear the real or no real about the at sign being called a chiocciola in Italian, meaning snail. I was amazed because I've already heard this fact on your show before, around October-ish time. Oh. But the fact then said that it meant little snail. That one was also a reel. But what's going on, guys? I'm sure I'm not the only one that heard this. Winking smiley. Love you, bye. Cameron, aged 14, Haywards Heath, with amazing hair.
A real mixed bag here on Dear Scott today. Some questions. And then some complaints, like that one, where we've repeated one of the facts on Real or No Real. Unfortunately, we get through a lot of facts on this show, so some of them sometimes may be repeated. However, we don't like to make, an habit of it. So if you let it slide on that occasion, and we'll try not to do it again.
We're sorry.
We're very sorry. And please keep listening with amazing hair. Cameron. It's all right, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Anything else, send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Mark it, dear Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're going to do this tomorrow. We're going to try and see where a pass gets you. Like, Cara Delevingne's got a pass that says Rihanna's friend on it, and she just puts it around her neck and carries it with her at all times. Gets her in loads of places when she's with Rihanna. But I'm just saying that when she leaves, finally leaves Rihanna's side, does she still leave it around her neck, this big badge that says Rihanna's friend on it?
I'm thinking about this more and more, though, and the tricky thing is there are obviously a lot of perks to being Rihanna. You'd get a lot of free stuff, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but if you're Cara Delevingne, because she's kind of well-known anyway, but if you've got Rihanna's friend on a lanyard thing round your neck, like the ones you get at a festival, are you going to be stopped anywhere? Does that get you access all areas? What happens?
My thinking was I would go out with a pass with, you, like, saying, friend of Scott on the pass and see how much free stuff I can get. But how much free stuff do you really get on a day-by-day basis anyway? Do you see what... I mean, I'm going to be going in on a massive blag with it. I think it will work, mind.
Free samples in the supermarket? You know, they give out those little bits of sausage or cheese?
Yeah.
Brownies?
Well, maybe that's it. Well, let's give that a go. I'll make up one of these passes. Friend of Scott, we'll see how much it can get me. See where I can go.
Try, like, getting a haircut or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really go in on it.
All right.
Like, not just the free stuff that you'd be getting anyway.
Yeah.
But just make sure you show them the pass. Like, yeah, my friend of Scott.
There you go.
Do you have to put Mills, do you think?
Probably. Yeah, let's do that.
Like, that's going to make any difference at all. But I'm going to do this tomorrow and see if it works. Works for Cara and Rihanna. Right, so we've got someone coming in on Thursday. I've just been checking her name and how to say it. It's always a good start with guests, I think. It's Kristen Wiig. Now, do you know, you do know her, because we watched this film together, Bridesmaids.
Do you know what? I'm not afraid to admit it, because I know what you're trying to do here. You're trying to make a big point of this.
I'm just trying to tell you who she is.
And it was our private time, but we were watching Bridesmaids.
And you loved it.
And I thought it was very funny.
So she's the main kind of character in Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of kind of Saturday Night Live, that TV show in America. Very funny lady. Now, she's going to be in Despicable Me 2. Well, she is, isn't it? Voice off. And so I'm going to go and see that tonight. Why can't you come again?
I can't.
You just can't?
No.
Right. I've just gone my own then. That's fine.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing the film tonight, and Kristen Wiig?
No. Will... No.
Yes.
No. Kristen.
Kristen Wiig will be here on Thursday, because I thought it might be Vig. And after the Josh Homme incident with Queens of the Stone Age from last week, you've got to be careful.
And also, you're calling her Christian.
Is it Kristen?
Kristen.
Kristen Wiig. Play the clip we just found.
Hi, I'm Kristen Wiig, and I'm hosting SNL.
Yeah, it's definitely Kristen Wiig.
Definitely, yeah.
I'll stick with that. She's going to be in on Thursday. Can't wait for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Just looking through some pictures from the weekend. My dad was here. You know, Pete Mills is here. I have a slight problem with parents that do victory sign.
Why is
in photos? I don't know.
It's a bit off of old, isn't it? Like
I thought it was more young people do it, and then therefore my dad shouldn't be doing it.
Oh, right.
I've never seen him do that before. Maybe he's not doing it on purpose. But he's clearly like got the V's up the other way around.
Well, which way round was it?
No, the V. Peace, victory. Right. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that.
Is that his standard pose in a photo?
No, he's never done it before, and I've just literally looked at the picture. And I'm not keen.
In is your face like looking at him going, what?
No, because at the time I didn't realise. We're just on some rooftop in London, and they were like, oh, let's get a picture all together. So I didn't see what his hands were doing, and now I'm really
worried. Yeah, but do you know what? You've got this weird thing where your dad is actually way cooler than you. No offence.
Whoa, okay, right. Stop. My dad is cooler than me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's not.
Yeah, well, he is. Pete Mills is the man. I've met him a few... honestly, he's one of the coolest guys I've ever... I know... Look, I can see you're getting angry now. Don't. And it's no bad thing. You've got good genes. You know, but if... He is cooler than you.
And he's not cooler than me.
Where someone's dad is genuinely cooler than
me. But he isn't, though.
Well, he is.
He isn't, though. What makes him cooler than me? Go.
I'll tell you what, you ask around. You ask any of the... a lot of the people who may have met your dad. Ask Becky, who used to work on the show. Ask Laura, who used to work on the show. Not cooler than me, though. Definitely cooler. And I think
I just don't see how that can
be. That's why you get annoyed. And I'm thinking this now. When he does...
Don't do a victory sign in photos.
But that's what I'm saying. He can pull it off. You couldn't.
Have you stopped doing your thumbs aloft yet in photos?
I don't mean to do it. Do you know what? I really am trying to wean myself off that.
Every single picture that we take with a guest at Radio 1 is you with your thumbs in the air.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Both thumbs, double thumbs.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Well, just either touch the person, not like that, just on the shoulder, or just put their hands down. There's no need for a thumbs up. In the same way that there's no need for a victory sign from your dad.
Who's cooler than you?
Not cooler than me.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Right, do you remember this from Friday?
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
It was on Real or No Real.
Shania Twain is not impressed by much, as can be seen on her Twitter profile, which states, Shania hasn't favourited any tweets.
Now, that was a real... Because that don't impress me much. Now, thanks to you lot and us mentioning it on the show on Friday, a lot of people have been trying to impress Shania all weekend.
There's so many tweets that I can see, because you can search for them, right, which are between the person who's written them, at Shania Twain and at Scott_Mills. You must be seeing all of these.
Oh,
and
no.
And they're all trying to impress Shania Twain and get Shania to favourite their tweet.
Because she's not done one favourite yet.
So you're a rocket scientist.
Doesn't care. That don't impress
me much. So some of them include, there's one person who just put, I've just been for a walk. Hashtag, does that impress you much? Another person's put, I once held a rich tea and a cup of coffee for a full minute without it falling in.
No favourite.
Someone else put, I once played football at Upton Park. Still no favourite.
Still nothing from Shania at this stage. It's Dan and Phil.
Hi, is that our jingle?
Yes.
I liked it.
I like trumpet.
I've got actual trumpets if you want those.
Please.
Just take me a while to find the horns. That's just okay. Tell me how you've been in the meantime.
You usually have the horns to hand, don't you?
I know, yep. But today I just don't. I'm not with it today. I'll be honest, I don't know what's going on with me. It's a Monday. Tell us about your video, first of all, before we play Real or No Real. What have you got for us?
We have a full extended highlights of our show, including a dad-off in Fan Wars, where we got some dads to make animal impressions.
I saw this on Twitter last year.
Spectacular, seriously. When we said sad owl, someone's dad delivered in ways that we couldn't expect.
Wow.
Yeah. It was magnificent. Yeah, okay. So if you always see us coming onto the show and you're like, what the heck is this guy's show about? Then you can see it on the YouTube channel and maybe you'll want to watch it. Or maybe you'll hate it. Who knows?
You won't.
I think they'll love it.
Probs.
Go to the Radio 1 YouTube now and check out Dan and Phil if you haven't already. All the highlights from the show are on there, including the dad off. Found it.
That's quite good. That was worth the wait.
Bit horsey.
A little bit. Okay, so it's time for Real or No Real. Here we go. A selection of things that might be real, but might not.
A motorist in the village of Sonning Common in Oxfordshire has caused severe damage to a traffic island after colliding with a sign reading, Sonning Common welcomes careful drivers.
Scott Mills. See what I mean? But I don't know what's going on today. I can't
I like
do it.
Making Real or No Real a bit more funky.
I just can't do the radio today. Can Greg come and do it? Or do you want to take over or something?
You don't want me to do that.
No.
That would go
I'll step
even
in.
More wrong.
No, Chris, that's worse.
Plan B.
Not yet.
I don't know why I can't do it. Hopefully normal service will be resumed tomorrow. That's what I wanted.
Hey.
Okay, so the motorist crashes into welcomes careful driver's sign.
I've been to Sonning. I've seen that sign. Whoa. That doesn't help in any way.
Don't have to do it
this right
what
now.
Are the chances of that?
I know.
Why is that a memorable sign, though, Dan?
Because
most
it.
Towns have that kind of... So what I'm saying, is it got flashing lights and a car's come through and sort of...
Have they made a tourist attraction out of it?
It's just a particularly dull sign. I think it's just the only ironic thing that's happened this week.
Did it have a giant dent in it?
No, not when I saw it.
Mm.
Where is Sonning, please?
Didn't they say Oxfordshire? You're there.
Don't know, I'm not with it.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going on. Anyway, so Real or No Real, Phil?
I think that's real.
Totally real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Imagine if they said no real, that'd be like, wow, good fact.
Next.
British parents contribute nearly £1 billion each year to their children's gap years. Only 3% of them expect to be paid back.
Ooh.
So parents who pay £1 billion to gap years... But not many of them expect to actually ever see it again.
Mm. Have you two been on a gap year?
I worked at Asda during my gap year.
Did
that was glamorous, yeah. Saving all the third world countries. Yeah, that was me.
I didn't go on one, but I used to get £1 pocket money a week.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh. What was that like? That's please extreme. Sponsor Phil. Just £1
just
a
look
week.
Into his eyes.
Just £1 a week.
I got £1 a week as well. It makes you sound old saying £1 a week.
It does,
Back then that was 10 Freddos. Not anymore.
No, really not. So what you're saying, 3% of parents expecting to get it back, the money they pay for the gap year.
Was it £1 billion as well?
1 billion.
That's a lot of pounds.
It is. Yeah, but it is, because lots of people take their gap years and go find themselves at a time where they can't really afford it. Because they do it between sort of school, sixth form and uni often, don't they? So I'm saying they're going to need that money, and it's going to come from the bank of the parents.
I think it is.
Whoever expects the children to pay back the parents, that's just...
It very rarely happens. It
never happens.
Okay, so real or no,
it has to be real.
I'm going to vote real as well.
I've got to agree, real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Oh, everyone's
doing well.
Doing really well today.
Journalistic.
What about this?
In Australia, irritated girlfriends can now buy dog-style neck cones to place around the necks of their boyfriends in order to protect them against unwelcome advances.
Oh, wow. So
I'm imagining like a neck cone that you might see on a dog.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lampshade upside down.
Yeah.
When
can
it's been
see
to the vet.
Out of it?
Yes, is that so they stop? They don't scratch?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So boyfriend neck cones available in Australia. I told you the story before about one of our bosses that used to work here that sleeps in a travel pillow every night. You know the ones that you're supposed to use on planes?
They don't work though, do they? They're just
No, they don't work, but he wears that to bed every night.
I thought you were going to be like, he used to wear a traffic cone every day.
No. It's just...
Why does he do that, please?
Doesn't work anymore.
Why?
Because he finds them comfortable. So he affixes the travel pillow, only normally for use on planes, in his bed. And
really?
What a freak.
I know, what a freak. No. So, what are you saying? Boyfriend neck cones.
I think that'd be dangerous in Australia if you looked at the sky and then a spider fell into the cone.
I've seen so many videos of people unflapping their like mirrors and then like huntsman spiders falling onto their heads. Apparently this happens like all the time in Australia. So if you're wearing one of these neck cones, A, you probably shouldn't be driving, but it would also like trap the bugs that would inevitably try to kill you in your neck.
In Australia, a snake fell on my mum's head from a tree and I witnessed it.
That sounds horrendous.
It was. It didn't bite her, but she was scared.
She lived, so it's funny.
The one time I went to Australia, I said to the lady when I arrived, I was like, all my friends are saying you should shake your shoes out and your clothes every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're just having a laugh at me. She's like, no, you definitely should do that. And check under the toilet seat. I was like, oh, God. So, real or no real?
I think it could be one of those novelty products that you see in a shop. Yeah. So I'm going to say real.
Like that shop you go to get all your presents.
Yeah.
They've all been too real so far, so I'm going to say no real, just to be edgy.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Okay, final facts coming up. Now first, listen carefully to the words in this.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
Back to Shania Twain's hit, That Don't Impress Me Much, from the late 90s. But she does say in it...
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt.
Now, listen to this.
In 2011, Shania Twain emerged from the premiere of Brad Pitt's film Moneyball and said, Brad's such an amazing actor. I absolutely love all of his movies. He is still such a heartthrob.
Shania lied.
So she is impressed.
Is she impressed by Brad Pitt? Despite claiming in her song from back in the day that she really wasn't.
So what's the real or no real in this? Is she impressed?
Is she impressed by Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did she say those things?
What do you think?
I'm impressed by Brad Pitt.
But she said it in a song.
She did.
You're not Shania Twain.
I'm not. I wish I was.
I know. I just sometimes have that as well, don't you? And then it goes again.
Yeah.
Does Shania write her own music?
No.
Maybe someone was just venting all the things they hate, and maybe Shania is impressed by most things, and it was just the writer that's responsible for all of this.
Probably.
So is the theory then, if Brad Pitt tweeted her, she would be impressed?
Would she
favourite the tweet?
Yeah. Question.
I think she would. But what do you reckon?
I think she is impressed by Brad Pitt, genuinely.
It's hard to imagine anyone not being impressed by Brad Pitt.
So you're saying real.
So I'm saying real.
I'm saying real.
I'm going to do a tactical no real.
That one's real.
She is impressed. Oof. She's impressed.
Who
lies. It's all lies.
Bad
so at the end of that, real or no real?
Okay, I scored 30. Dan scored 40. Full out squall. And Phil scored 20.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Dan
first
and Phil
one
are
ever.
Back. Yes, I know. Back on Sunday night at 7 with the Request Show. And don't forget to watch their video on the Radio 1 YouTube now. See you next week then.
Thank you, bye.
Thanks, bye. Tomorrow, join us on Radio 1 from 1 o'clock. And we will have Jay and Max from The Wanted playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. It's a three-way, so it's a messy one. You can listen and watch.
Scott Mills. ABC Radio 1.